Patriot Point, your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Well, this week we'll be looking at why Joe Biden is so mad at Kentucky, because Kentuckians are doing something to expose some serious crimes that he is guilty of with some major evidence. So we're going to be talking about this week. But before we get into these different crimes and the evidence and why Biden's so mad at Kentucky, I wrote a little poem that I'd like to dedicate to Joe. So this is a poem from Patriot Point to Joe Biden. There once was a guy named Joe Biden. During COVID, in his basement, he was hiding. He sends our money to Ukraine while his son sniffs cocaine. And for all of his troubles, it's Trump he does blame. Joe sniffs little kids, which is not a good trait. Don't dare try that in our little state. He's brought shame to the Oval Office, both Joe and his son. Besides, the whole country knows that Trump really won. So that's my little poem for Joe Biden, something that I thought would apply to this week. So why is Joe Biden hating on Kentucky right now? Here's the reason why. It's because some of the people that Kentuckians have decided to send up to the United States Congress, specifically out of Kentucky's first congressional district, is Kentucky Congressman James Comer. He is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. Now, as that position, he has access to a bunch of records, and boy, has he come out and exposed some major crimes by the Biden family. When this wouldn't have been done without Kentucky sending this congressman up there. Now, here's something to keep note of, Kentucky. You probably haven't heard about a lot of this. The four biggest newspapers in the nation have written more than 250 articles about what I'm about to tell you. Do you know how many articles have been ran in the top four biggest newspapers in Kentucky about what I'm about to tell you? Zero. That is correct. Absolutely none. Such as the chances of me actually voting for Andy Beshear, which would be none. Zero. This is one of the reasons why I hope you watch Patriot Point, because as Kentuckians, you're not going to get this news someplace else. So this is what is going on. This Kentucky congressman back in February found $3 million wire transfer from China directly to the Biden family. He has also found bank violations, fake companies being set up by these guys, illegal money transfers. He also found that when Biden was a vice president, he visited Romania, and then just a few days after he leaves, he receives more than 16 wire money transfers directly from Romanian foreign nationals. He has been directly linked with human trafficking. Literally, the evidence, I'm going to show you the video evidence of this for the Kentucky congressman showing the Biden family, Joe Biden, profiting from human trafficking. The selling of the American fuel resources directly to China and putting the money in his family's pocket. Can you imagine if any of these things had been done by not only President Trump, but basically any Republican president? The Democrats would be trying, they'd be calling for this person to be far more than impeached. And we're going to be talking about that in a second. But first, I want to show you some of this video evidence directly from Kentucky Congressman James Comer exposing these Biden crimes that you're probably not hearing about anywhere else. And then stick around for our special announcement.
Today, we're going to provide you with something that you all aren't used to with respect to congressional investigations, and that's evidence. Committee Republicans have spoken with multiple whistleblowers from numerous schemes involving the Biden family, reviewed Hunter Biden's laptop, and received documents of previously unknown transactions. What we found are business plans aimed at targets around the world based on influence peddling, including with people closely tied to foreign governments like China and Russia. The investigation reveals a family that engaged with some of America's most powerful adversaries, planning to sell one of the largest sources of cobalt for electric vehicles in the world to the Chinese, for example. The Bidens flourished and became millionaires by simply offering access to the family. Among the dozens of shell companies the Bidens set up, there were millions of dollars of wire transfers, flights on Air Force Two to conduct personal business, and meetings with heads of state, all while Joe Biden was aware of what was happening. All the while, he turned a blind eye. Many transactions related to these businesses have raised red flags at U.S. banks. A suspicious activity report, or SAR, is a document a bank must file with the Treasury Department when a transaction is suspected to be related to money laundering or fraud or other types of criminal activity. According to media reports, the Biden family accumulated over 150 SARs. One SAR generated by an American bank to the Treasury Department connects Hunter Biden and his business associates to international human trafficking, among other illegal activities. The money that was being made from foreign principals in the same room as Joe Biden was increasingly spent on furthering illegal activity. The SAR showed that Hunter Biden was conducting business with suspected human traffickers. The money gained through influence peddling was funneled to a suspected criminal enterprise, again, one linked to human trafficking. We want to know what the Biden administration is trying to hide from the American people and why they're not being transparent. We also found evidence Hunter Biden sought to evade these SARs using his financial advisor, coincidentally a Clinton administration official. We will continue to pursue all evidence, and specifically the SARs and bank records in the new Congress. As part of our investigation, we have evidence that the finances, credit cards, and bank accounts of Hunter and Joe Biden were commingled, if not shared. And on some accounts, at least, red flags were raised by banks to the account owner or owners indicating suspicious or illegal activity. Hunter began coordinating business himself, and increasingly the deals brought in Joe Biden as a direct equity holder. One of these deals involves the sale of American natural gas to China. Evidence suggests Joe Biden had a 10% equity stake through his son. And behind Glenn and Andrew is a map from Hunter's laptop. This was a PowerPoint presentation on his laptop in Chinese that they used in working with the Chinese. Now, let's think about this for a second. At a time when Americans are suffering from high energy prices because of this administration's terrible energy policy, we find evidence that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were involved in a scheme to try to get China to buy liquefied natural gas, and from a whistleblower to try to get their foot in the door with China starting to purchase an interest in natural gas drillers. And people are in outrage over China buying farmland in the Dakotas. What about China starting to buy into our American energy industry at a time when we have an energy crisis because of the bad policies of the Biden administration? Now let that sink in. Hunter brought in millions of dollars from this deal from entities tied to the Chinese government. In emails obtained by committee Republicans, Hunter wanted keys made for Joe Biden and Jim Biden, his office mate. He provided Joe Biden's personal cell number and called him his partner. The other partners in that deal were two people closely tied to the Chinese Communist Party. The Biden administration has answered none of our requests for information regarding the Biden family or the financial transactions they engaged in. Instead, the Biden administration has spent over $250 million to staff to, quote, deflect Hunter stories. Protecting the president's son who has committed crimes with Americans' tax dollars is a waste. The domestic and international scheme that promised access to wealth in a future Biden administration constitute fraud. And the president's participation in enriching his family is, in a word, abuse of the highest order.
This is some major jaw-dropping evidence that has been presented by Kentucky's 1st District Congressman. Now, what is amazing to me and really startling is after this press conference with all this evidence presented, we have Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul come out and say, oh, we don't think there's enough evidence to actually proceed with impeachment. This is a major disconnect between we, the people of Kentucky, and what these guys are doing, and really other members of Kentucky's congressional delegation. I've got some major problems and questions about that. Can you imagine if any Republican had done any of these things, they called to be locking them up? These are things that not only say you should be removed from office, these are the kind of things you have somebody literally thrown in jail for the rest of their lives. And we'll be keeping you up to date on what develops, because you're sure not going to hear this on other news sources. So that's the news we have for you this week. So until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Point, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport.
Well, I tell you, after